Turn with me to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And I want you to listen very intently. I mean, no, sometimes you can go somewhere and not pay attention. I said, how many know you can go somewhere and not pay attention?
Yes.
This is not the place to fall asleep at. This is not the sermon to not pay attention to. Because this sermon will change your life forever if you hear what I'm saying. I want to talk to you today about living a great life in difficult times. Living a great life in difficult times. Many times we have learned wrongly. When I was a student, I was left-handed. This seems to be an issue with left-handed people, but they will take the pencil and they'll do this back thing. Most left-handed people, they write like this. I don't know why, but sure enough, that's how I wrote. And then I had a teacher who taught me, don't write like this, bring your wrist around here, write like this. Well, if she hadn't broken that habit, I'd still be writing like this. And you'd think, man, Pastor writes weird, you know what I mean? But she changed that very early, and she helped me to be able to write like this. In the same way, I'm going to teach you something today that many of you have learned the wrong thing. Hey, can we take a break for a minute? Can we take a break for a minute?
Yeah,
there's somebody whose car keeps on going off. It's a, what is it? It's a black. Oh, we got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Praise God. Oh, and as long as we're at that, if you have your cell phones, turn them off. Okay, turn off your cell phone. Okay, great. All right. So, for many of us, it's come back, folks, back. So, for many of us, we've lived a life and we just have learned wrongly. We've learned wrongly. And what we've learned, and it's taken years and years and years and years and years, but most of us think, and we probably wouldn't even say this, but most of us just act this way. If we have a good day, if everything is smooth in our day, we're having a good day. How many relate to that? But if we go out and our tire's flat, you know what? They put onions on our cheeseburger. You know what I mean? You know, how many ever had a bad hair day? Okay, so your hair's going all wacky for whatever reason. You know what? You go to get your, you know what, favorite socks and you know, somebody put them in the bleach, and now they're your worst socks. And so in that kind of day, you say, I'm not having a good day. And, listen to me, and that's really what you think. And here's the reality. You're not having a good day. And for most of you, you'd say, yeah, that makes sense. You get a flat, and I'm just making fun of these things, but how many know in our days, some bad things can happen in our days? You know what? And so what we say is, oh, okay, so if I ask, you know, how's your day? Oh, I'm having a bad day. My day is bad. Pastor Bradford used to say this, and it was so interesting because it was so contrary to what the world says. And he would say this, and he would do it on purpose. He'd say this almost every Sunday. He'd say, hey, how many had a good week? He was from North Carolina. How many have big, you know what, 4'11", big? He was like loud guy, you know what I mean? But boisterous, you know what I mean? You know, but great, great, great pastor. And he'd say this, how many are having a good day? And you know what, whatever, half the congregation would raise their hand, yeah, you know. Or he'd say, how many had a good week? That's what he'd say. And then he'd say, how many had a bad week? And then, you know, people, they didn't know. They're like, yeah, my week was bad. And then he'd say this, you know what? It's your fault. Now, he wasn't trying to be rude. He wasn't trying to be confrontational. But what he was trying to do is break people's thinking. And that's what I want to do today through the scriptures and through the preaching of the word. Won't take me long to preach this. But you've got to recognize that whether your day is good or whether your day is bad, You know what? It needs to not be tethered to your circumstances. So your circumstances can be bad, but you are called to have a good day.
Amen.
I'll say that again, give you a chance to say amen way louder than that. Your circumstances can be bad, but your calling is to have a good day.
Amen. Amen.
And it's very freeing because right now you're bound. You know what I mean? Another sermon title, if you're like Pastor George, I like to give people different sermon titles. They can pick their own sermon. Okay. Here's another sermon title. You know what? A rocket ship or a roller coaster? You choose. And what I mean by roller coaster or rocket ship? Well, rocket ship just goes up. Amen? The Bible says we're going from faith to faith to glory to glory. God has a projection for us, and it's going to go from a good place to a better place. Think about this. Georgie, can you give me water? Think about this. The Bible says this, that we're to go from faith to faith to glory to glory. We can. God's calling for us is to go from a good place to a better place. God has plans for you, and the Bible says they're good plans.
Amen.
But here's the reality. God wants us to go from a good place to a better place, to be free from our circumstances. So we can have a week that maybe the circumstances weren't good. Thank you, George. But we still had a good week. Versus many people that go to church, they're on the roller coaster. And when they get a good deal, boom, they're like, oh, you know what? When you know, if they like the rain and it's raining, they're happy. You know what I mean? If you know what? If whatever, they're tied to their circumstances. But when their circumstances go down, when things are difficult, then all of a sudden they are tethered. They're tied to their circumstances. So wherever their circumstances go, they go. They're tied to it. How many know this is a roller coaster ride? And God doesn't want you on a roller coaster. He wants you on a rocket ship. He wants you going from faith to faith to glory to glory. That's what he wants you to do. He wants, when circumstances are rough, for you to still have a good day. And when circumstances are good, then you have a good day. So what do you have? You have good day after good day after good day after good day, and you're not tied to your circumstance. You're free from circumstance. That's what God wants your life to be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And think about this. If you're focused on Jesus, I said, if you're focused on Jesus,
yes.
Come on.
Yes.
If you're focused on Jesus, can I tell you what? And here's what I've noticed. Most people that are on the roller coaster, their life, can I tell you what their life looks like? It really doesn't look like a roller coaster. Because that mentality... How many know, I'll finish that statement in a minute. How many know in the midst of a day, you got good stuff happening to your day and you got bad stuff happening in your day? Do you understand? But what I've learned is people that are tethered to their circumstance, here's what they do. They have a tendency to start to magnify the negative things in their life. Oh, you can say amen to this. They start to have a tendency to focus on the negative things that happen in your life, in their life. And so there's all these blessings that are happening to them, and they don't even see it. Why? Because they have learned, you know what, to master, you know what, the art of complaining. And good thing, I know but this. How many know, you know what, you can go to a restaurant, and you know what, and the steak is good, the potatoes are good, the cheese bread is good, you know what, the string beans are good, but you know what, the salad, how many of you got a salad, they put some funky vinaigrette on it, amen, am I the only one? Okay, if you like vinaigrette, don't get mad at me, but whatever. But if we come to church and we're always thinking the sermon is good for the person next to us, how many know, there's a lot of sermons that are intended for you, and you can't catch. You say, Pastor, I don't do it that bad. Your calling is not to do it at all.
Amen.
I said, your calling is not to do it at all.
Amen.
I'll show that to you in a minute.
Amen.
You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, what I've noticed is people like that, they have a tendency to start to, because they're magnifying the negative, magnifying the negative, magnifying. Next thing you know, That's all they do is magnify the negative. There's all these blessings that are coming to them that they never see. And the worst thing about that, one of the worst things about it, is they live a life of misery. And they don't have to. I said they don't have to. And they are a bad witness. Everybody say bad witness. You know what? To all the people around them that needs Christ. Oh, you go to church? Oh, I go to awesome church. But they know who you are. And I'm not saying you need to be a perfect witness, but you need to, and I need to, be the most optimistic people on the face of this earth. Christians should be the most optimistic people on the face of this earth. Why? Because we have, you know what, the God, here's what the New Testament says, we have the God of all hope living inside of us. Is this making sense to somebody? Okay. Now, I'm gonna say some things in a minute, but I need to say something first. Here's what I need to make sure you understand what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that circumstances are bad and just be happy with bad circumstances. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Our calling is to call the things that are not as though they are. That's what God says, and the Bible says we are to be imitators of God. In other words, our calling isn't to look at the darkness and say, man, it's dark. Our calling is act like God, who sees the darkness and he says light. Who doesn't see the man with a withered hand and say, oh my goodness, you are jacked up. He doesn't say that. He doesn't see the man who's blind and he says, oh man, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? No. Watch what Jesus does. Jesus goes into situations and he changes those situations. Oh, I'll give you a way better chance to say amen. Jesus goes into situations and he changes situations. Amen. And before you say, oh yeah, but that's Jesus. Jesus himself said that the things that I do, you should do, and greater things than that. So in this sermon, I don't mean to imply that we are not called to change our situations. We are called to make a difference on this earth. We are called to supernaturally. Here, just let me give you just one scripture. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. You know, in my name, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Well, that's change right there. Do you know that that's your calling? God intends for you, you know what, to make a difference in other people's lives. So I don't mean to imply like life is hard and there's nothing you can do. Just get happy about it. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is in the midst of difficult times, how many recognize life can be difficult sometimes? Yeah. In the midst of that difficult time, you know what, you are to meditate on that which is good, and you know what? And that will change everything in your life. That will change everything in your life. Okay. Let me give you some scripture real quick. Acts chapter 17, look at verse 28, what it says. In him I live and move and have my being. In him. How many know he's talking about Jesus? He's saying, you know what I do? I am in Christ Jesus. Over and over, read Ephesians, over and over, the Bible calls it, says, we're in Christ Jesus, we're in Christ Jesus, we're in Christ Jesus, we're in Christ Jesus. How many know Jesus is not worrying about anything? I said, how many know Jesus isn't worrying about anything? And we are in Christ Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. That is as the apostles are, as Paul says, as I'm following Christ, follow me. That is our calling. We are in Christ Jesus. Let me give you another scripture. Philippians chapter Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Look what it says. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. What is Paul dealing with? He's dealing with hard situations. That he has a willingness to look at the big picture. How many know that what Satan meant for your destruction, the Bible says God can turn it around for your favor. And so we need to be slow to speak. Look at your neighbor, say slow to speak. So as situation, no, that doesn't mean things aren't going to change in my situation. How many know the Bible says goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life? How many, somebody say all the days of my life. I don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, this is going to be a bad day. I think it's going to be a great day. Amen. Every morning, that's what I wake up and that's what I think about. It's going to be a good day today. Amen. Why do I think that way? Because the Bible says, good. What do you expect? I turn around. Man, who's following me? Oh, just goodness and mercy, amen. Yeah. What's mercy? I don't get what I deserve. Yeah. How many know that's a good day?
Yeah, it is.
Come on, some of you can say, some of you need to say amen louder than you're saying amen, because you got some things that, whoa, thank God for his mercy.
Amen.
Am I the only one in the house?
Amen.
No, but I didn't get what I deserve. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says his mercy is new every morning.
Amen.
And what about goodness?
Amen.
Good things are happening to me all the time. We have our parking lot. We have to redo our parking lot, and it costs a lot of money, and it cost a lot of money 10 years ago, but now, you know, how many know the prices have gone up and up and up, and it's like, I went to Lowe's the other day, and I'm just looking at this product that we need to purchase to do this job, you know what, and it's an oil-based product, so the prices have gone up just in the last 6 months astronomically, you know what I mean? It's like, And so I'm looking at this product, and normally for a 5 gallon bucket, it's like $29. But they were discontinuing it. Nothing's wrong with the product, but for whatever reason, Lowe's ain't carrying Henry's no more. What's going on? I'm looking behind me, goodness. So they had that product for 50% off.
Amen.
And they had like eight 5 gallon jugs. Well, praise God, I can do four parking spaces. Amen.
Amen.
No, that's not amen. That's not good. Amen. Kenneth said, my parking space. Right. It's a start, right? It's a start, right? Mine and yours. Hallelujah. Georgie's. All right. Okay, enough. Okay. But here's what I'm saying. So I asked the guy, hey, do you got, you know, because how many know they got eight? Another place going to have eight. You know, this is not enough.
Right.
I asked the guy, hey, can you find out? Yeah, Downey has 92.
Oh, come on.
Oh yeah. So what do? Man, I take the truck. I'm going. Where are you going? I'm going to Downey. What's going on? Goodness is following me today. Amen. Right? So I get down there. This is a true story. I get down there, and I'm looking, and I can't find them. Oh, man. I mean, there are a lot of them. Then I look up in the rafters. You know, Georgie, you know this. I look up in the rafters, and they got product up there. And it looks to me like they got a lot of product up there. Hallelujah. 96 barrels of this product. So I'm looking. So I park in the back where you can load your stuff. And how many ever have a snotty person take care of you? Okay, am I the only one? Okay, trust me, I better not be on that subject because I'll miss the whole point. Okay. And I'm working. I'm on. Look at your neighbor and say, pastor's working on himself, okay? But how many know sometimes it's difficult, you know what I mean? Pastor George, sometimes I thank God that I, you know what, I'm driving the church van. Because the church van helps my Christianity out in a very difficult world. And I talk to my wife. My wife and Jesus is helping me, so trust me, I'm better than I was. But I'm still working on myself. And I have a snotty lady working with me. She said, hey, you need to go to the front. I'm like, I'm parked back here. The product is there. Why am I having to go all the way to the front? All you got to do is take the product down. You know what I mean? I had the PC code. I had the picture. I know what it is. You know, she knows what it is. And you have to get on that front. Oh, my goodness. Calm down, lady. Anyway, I'm getting off subject. Okay. So, thank you. I'm just smiling. Okay. I don't have the church van, but I got to act like a Christian. So I said, could you do me a favor? Could you just call the store manager. Why did you do that? Here's why. You ready? I don't know why. But I know that we need to start living lives where we're led by the Spirit, not what somebody tells us to do. And I'm not trying to be confrontational to her. I just felt led to hold my ground there and say, can I just talk to a manager? So she says, yes. She calls a manager, and I wait, and I wait, and I wait, and I wait. And I think, you know what? Why don't you just go up front? And then I hear the Holy Spirit say, why don't you just do what? How many of the Holy Spirit can smack you down sometimes in a godly way? He's like, why don't you just do what I told you to do and be patient? You know what I mean? So I, okay, right, I'm being patient. So this guy, I'll never forget it. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to, you know what, buy him a Tommy's burger someday. But Matt comes, and Matt's one of their managers. And I said, hey, Matt, I'm a nonprofit. I know it's already been discounted half off, but I need a lot of product. And if I bought all 97 or 98, I forgot, 90-something, if I buy all of those, you know what, do you think you could give me a more discounted rate? And Matt looks at me and goes, hey, how about $5 per barrel? I'm like,
how about it? Yeah. Let's take that.
I'm like, what's my point? My point is, listen, that's an expectation that I have. I'm not like, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm grateful. Don't get me wrong. I'm extremely grateful, but I'm not shocked. Why, when it was 50% off, am I going to ask for a more of a discount? You know why? Because goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. Do you understand that? Are you learning something today? So, the first thing you have to understand is there is a life where you can be free from being bound with your circumstances. What goes up doesn't have to come down. See, you can be free from a life tendered to that circumstance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you can be free from that. So circumstances up, circumstances down, doesn't make any difference. When circumstances are up, you're thanking God. When circumstances are down, you're calling the things that are not as though they are. You're changing the circumstances. You're not focused on what isn't. You're focused on what could be. This is biblical, guys. The Bible says that we are to meditate. Let me show you the scripture real quick. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I have it up there. It's towards the bottom, guys, in the back. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Look what it says. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely. Do you get this cadence here? This is positive thing after positive thing after positive thing. We could break it all down. But these are all good things. Watch this. Whatever things lovely, whatever things are of, next, of a good report. If there is any virtue, look what it says. If there's any virtue, somebody say any virtue.
Any virtue.
What is that? If everything on your plate was bad, the steak was bad. The steak was bad. The potatoes were bad. The gravy was bad. Everything's bad. You know what I mean? Is there any virtue? Yes. The silverware was clean. Do you understand?
Yes.
See, and we get so, oh, and do it. No. This is just your calling. How many ever gone to a restaurant and your silverware is dirty? That's gross. Is that gross?
Yes.
There's something virtuous there. If there's anything virtuous, understand what the Spirit of God is trying to teach us. If there's anything virtuous, meditate on those things. Meditate on those things. Meditate on those. Here's my second point. My first point is you have to recognize this is possible. There is a life that you can live where the circumstances go down and your joy stays up.
Amen.
You have to recognize that's possible.
Yeah.
You might not be doing it, but what Pastor Bradford said, that's your fault. That's not God's fault. Because your calling is to, when circumstances go down, the joy of the Lord is still your strength. That is your calling. Number two, you need to focus on your focus. What's your problem? You're focusing on the wrong thing. You need to focus on your focus. You need to look and see, why is my life this way? It's not that way because God hasn't given you blessings. It's that way because your focus isn't on what it should be focused on.
Amen.
And you need to start to focus on your focus.
Amen.
And get it out of the mud. Get it out of the mire. Get it out of the mess. Your calling is to get out of the mud.
Amen?
Amen? And as God has given you, the Bible says God has given everything you need. Oh, well, you're just, love you. You just don't know the word. Amen?
Amen.
That's not true. You're mimicking what Satan is telling you.
Yeah.
Homologeo. I mean, say what God says. New Testament, Greek word, homologeo. Homologeo says, say what God says. That's what Satan's telling you. You don't have anything. Peter says, in 1 Peter, that God has given you everything you need for life and godliness. Look up the Greek words. You know what that means? It means you have what you need to live a good quality of life. You have what you need. The problem isn't you don't have what you need. The problem is you're not focusing on what you should be focusing on. The problem is you're not focusing on the right thing. You know, you can have filet mignon over here, and you can have rotten potatoes over here. And if you keep on eating the rotten potatoes, you will never eat the filet mignon. And listen to me, folks, and that is both right in front of you. Both of them. Somebody say both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them. I have set before you life and death, blessings, and cursing. Therefore, this isn't God's choice. God has already made a decision. God has already given you the opportunity to live a great life. And whether you live it or not, it's not up to him. It's up to you. Oh, somebody tweet that out. And whether you live it or not is not up to God. It's up to you. And you will sit before God and give an account. As far as me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. You know what? We're going to get on the, we used to sing a song, you know what? Get on the victory side. It's an awesome song. Remember that song, Pastor George? Get on the victory side. That's what we need to do. Get on the victory side.
Amen.
And listen, if you've gone through, if maybe some of you have gone through some things or going through some things right now, I don't mean to not sound empathetic to you. But sometimes all we're looking for is somebody to cry in our Cheerios with us. And we don't need somebody to cry in our Cheerios. We need somebody to dump the bowl over and say, stop it, grow up. Recognize the good life that God has set before you. Is this making sense to anybody? And my last point, and it'll just be, you know what, one more minute, but listen to me. Today is the day we need to start doing this. Oh, yeah, I'll start tomorrow. No, start today. Today is the day that you need to change your mind. You know what God is doing? I see this word picture. God is doing the same. Today, God is doing the same thing that my mom used to do with me. When I would say, Ma, I can't look all over. I can't find the mustard. And she'd march me in the kitchen, and she'd take my little head, and she'd say, right there.
Yeah.
I see God is doing that to many of us today. And he's saying, you know what? You need to focus on what you're focusing on, because you're focusing on the wrong thing. Saying, you know, I've given you so many good things. I'm not saying your life is perfect, but I've given you so much. Isn't it time to start to put your trust in me, put your hope in me, start to recognize all the beautiful things that I've given you? and start to thank me for what I've given you. Watch what'll happen in a short period of time. How many receive this? How many say, Pastor, I'm asking you to raise your hand if you say, Pastor, that wasn't a good message. That was a God message that God gave you to give to me. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand right now. I want you to stand up to your feet. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you right now. Father, I thank you for everyone on their feet. I thank you for everybody here, period. But I just thank God that you are speaking to us. Help us to not wait and do this next week or the week after or the week after. Because Satan would try to come, steal, kill, and destroy. Try to get us to procrastinate. And actually, as we procrastinate, we're just not doing what God's asking us to do. Help us to repent. Help us to start to focus on what we need to focus on. All your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray. You may be seated. Love you.